think that's one of the uniquenesses of the internet, right? Is that you, if you go against the popular belief system or the popular sentiment of a thing, that you are subjecting yourself, you're potentially subjecting yourself to hate or volatility or people getting frustrated with you, right? So if I'm somebody who's like, actually, Game of Thrones was bad and stupid, and anybody that liked it is stupid, right? Like that, hashtag Game of Thrones, that makes it so I have an open invitation to the rest of the world. So I don't think people recognize that their participation in participatory culture, fan culture, is a two-way street, right? Like, you are allowed through the platform to say the things that you think, as long as it's within the terms of service. As long as you're not, you know, belittling or threatening somebody, you can pretty much say and do whatever you want. But people can respond to you. And I think it's the latter part of that that people are least comfortable with. They're like, I want to say my thing, but I don't want feedback on the thing that I said. And people get really weird about that if they do then receive feedback. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird balancing act.